What's up, Q?
What's going on?
What is going on? I don't know what's going on with this segment. It wasn't there before.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, I put it on there yesterday for some reason. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
Oh, well.
So what are we talking about tonight, man?
So, that's a great question. So let me answer that. So we will be discussing things that piss you off on a daily basis. Things that make you go postal. Right?
Things that make me go postal.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to what, 4 o'clock tomorrow morning? Because that could be just me. That could just be me talking, man.
I mean, you know, there's a lot of things that I know that piss me off on a daily basis. So
yes, there is, man. Yes, there is.
I can name like 50 things that piss me off between me leaving my house and my drive to work. And I think you were part of some of those. So
yeah, I was, man. But hey, for y'all listening, it wasn't me that did it. He was already
he was already
off the reservation by the time he talked to me. So 50 by the time you get to your car, man. By the time I get out of bed and get to my bathroom, I probably already have 50 that's pissed me off. If I look at email or, you know, start looking at work stuff, I'm just like, yeah, I'm there. So
yeah, so that's be pretty interesting to see. I mean, we'll save our best for last, obviously. So
okay, yeah. All right. So I guess we'll go ahead and start with the quotes, and you know, as we usually do, and then we'll go. And I found this one, and it just resonated with me, and it touched me. So I just hope it does the same for you, man. So you ready?
I'm all ears.
It's on the friendship thing, man, because, you know, I just kind of go there a lot.
Right, right.
I hope we are great friends until we die. Then I hope we can stay ghost friends, walk through walls together, and yes, scare the shit out of people together.
Yes. That has to be the best quote ever.
All right, man. I kind of figured you'd like it, man.
Save that one. Because that was pretty awesome.
I will definitely save it, man.
that was pretty cool. I like that one. For sure.
All right. It was all I could do to, you know, not start laughing by saying it, man. Because when I first saw it, I was just like, oh, shit, man.
That was a good find for sure.
So before we get started, what's the beverage of choice tonight, Q?
Well, right now, I've got the St. Archer Gold, but then the beverage of choice is going to be Taking Flight. So,
Taking Flight. Okay. I'm going to kick it. Well, we got Small Town just entered the live studio. Welcome to QT and Overdrive. I'm T.
I'm Q, and I think Small Town knows who we are.
Oh, okay. Who is Small Town?
I know her very well.
Oh, okay. So Small Town is kind of incognito tonight. So sorry about that. I was getting excited about
a new listener.
Not that you're not a listener, but I was just getting real excited that we had somebody new on. So, okay.
So, I don't... Sorry to disappoint. What is that a picture of?
I don't know, but it's scaring me.
I'm not sure what a picture... What is that? I'm not sure what that picture is. Oh, kayaks. Okay. It's hard to see in that small circle. So what were you saying your beverage of choice tonight was? I'm sorry. I missed that.
I'm basically kicking it old school. I went back to, you know, the natural light. I kind of looked at my beer budget and said, man, I got to get back to inexpensive again.
All right. So that'd be a good time for this.
Oh, shipping got real. Shipping got real. Shipping got real. Q's got a new toy.
That was a perfect timing for that.
Here we go. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Shit, I lost it. Hang on.
Oh man. Yeah.
All right. Since you came up with this, I'm gonna let you start it, man.
All right. So I'll start off with I'll start off with something that's not too crazy. So I've had this happen to me before, so when you pay extra for a new upgraded Wi-Fi router, but it's just still as slow as your old one. And I've had that happen many times before. And I'm not going to mention the cable company I use, but they tend to piss me off all the time. So.
Oh, no.
So.
Yeah. We could have a show just on cable companies and, you know, that'd be its own show about pissing you off, man.
Well, it's like today. So I'm sitting here looking through some emails and I turn on my TV, which is right next to my desk and everything. I turn on my TV and it won't change channels. It says, there's a problem with your internet connection. Well, there's not a problem with my internet connection because I'm on my computer and there's not a problem. So I get online, right?
Yeah.
It tells me to do something. It says it'll take 20 minutes. So I click the button. It takes about 15 minutes. Still nothing. So it says, well, maybe you should do this. So I did it. And it finally worked. But it took about, I mean, and it, this happened last night as well. So I was a little bit irritated. I'd say a little bit. I'm being nice.
You're being nice. That's what sets you off the reservation this morning, man.
It's like, you know.
Yeah.
Well, let me change the channel. Let me look at the guide. And said you have a problem with your internet connection.
Yeah. And you were probably on a channel you didn't want to be on.
Oh, no. Not at all.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't, you know. I mean, it's, I don't know. I'm irritated just talking about it right now.
All right, man. Well, let's get off of that. So I'm going to go to my first one. I'm going to kind of ramp up. So I'm going with some of the little ones that kind of, you know, freaking piss me off a little bit, but not a lot. But what really pisses me off is escalators, man. When people want to stand in the freaking middle and they don't want to get to one side, there's stairs, for God's sakes. Let's walk up, man. Hey, Sinister Breed has entered.
What's going on, Sinister Breed? How you been?
We got to go for some entry music for him, don't we?
Oh, yeah, you got it, don't you?
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. This is for you, Sinister.
he put that on there just for you. It was shitty for just a while. What was going on? What was wrong with you?
What was going on, man?
Wow, sorry to hear that.
Yeah, man, that's not good. Hope you're better now, though.
Yeah, definitely. So we're talking tonight about things that make you go postal. Things that piss you off on a daily basis. So we have a lot of those. So, well, that's good. Glad you're feeling better.
Absolutely.
But, all right. T, go ahead and repeat yours again.
Yeah. Mine's escalators, man. I hate when son of a bitches stand right in the middle. Can't go to the left. Can't go to the right. They're freaking stairs, for God's sakes, you know? Walk up the son of a bitches or walk down him, but just don't sit there like you're on in a parade. I mean, it pisses me off, man. Get them the fuck off. Yeah, I want to, man. I do want to.
Yeah, I mean that.
I bet you have, man. I bet you have.
Yeah, we got some lazy people out there, man. That's obviously that's what they're made for. So, I every time I just don't sit there. I always have to walk up them or down them. You know, I guess people just enjoy the ride. I don't know, but I do understand. I do understand your frustration for sure. All right, so here's one that's happened to me several times. So you know when your DVR in a show, right? And when your DVR cuts off the ending of your favorite TV show because it ran a few minutes over. Did you ever have that happen?
Yeah, I had that happen, especially during college football season. And you put it on, and you put the extra 30 minutes on there and shit, and the game goes long, or it starts late because the game before it start, and then you miss the last end of it, man.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't happen often, but it's happened before, and it's kind of irritating.
It only happens on the shit you want to.
Right.
The shit you really want to look at. I wouldn't be recording it if I didn't want to see it, you know?
Right. Yeah, hasn't happened in a while, but it does piss me off.
Yeah, I know what you mean, man. I just stop recording shit, man. You know, I just don't record it. You know, if I'm not there.
All right. So, the topic is things that make you go postable. We'll discussing things that piss you off on a daily basis. So I know you're a pretty calm guy, S. So I'm sure nothing pisses you off.
Probably nothing phases you. Q's absolutely right. Sinister turns the other cheek on everything, man.
Yeah. So, man, what you got, T?
Hang on 1 second, man. I've got issues right here. One, I hate people. No. Okay. Yeah.
That pretty much covers everything. That's
so. All right. Well, show's done now, man. I don't get small town granny bitch.
Oh, once you go, I'll tell you that story.
Oh, okay. So, you know, this kind of chaps my ass right here. You know, when you're in conversation with somebody. And it's more important for them to look at their freaking phone while they're talking to you.
That never happens.
Hello, McFly. I'm right here. You know? And you want to look at your freaking phone. Let me send you a freaking text, and then we can be, you know, on the same field here.
I mean, that's today's day and age, though.
Yeah, that's, I know. I know.
Yeah, I got you there. So this whole granny bitch thing, so... I may have told you this, but Sean 3 is entered. Welcome, Sean 3. Welcome to QT and Overdrive. I am Q.
I am T, and we are talking about things that can make you go postal.
Yeah, so if you got things that piss you off, just let us know. S says, what pisses me off is when I'm 3 feet from someone and they text me.
Yeah.
That happens a lot.
That does. And they ask you something stupid like, what's up?
Or, what are you doing?
What are you doing? Dumbass motherfucker, I'm right here. Can't you see what I'm doing?
So, this whole granny bitch thing, like I said, I might have told you, but so last weekend, we're driving down the road, right? And there's more people on the road, you know, since, you know, we've opened 50% capacity in some places, right?
Yeah.
So we're driving down a busy road, and so I see a car pulling out, you know, just a little bit. And she's pulling out of a place that I guess she just got done eating, right? And when I get up to her real close, I mean, she's an old lady, like probably about 80 or something like that. And as I'm going past her, she keeps on creeping out. So I'm like, you just better watch it, granny bitch. I mean, because she was eager to cut out in front of me. I mean, probably another foot or so, I would have rammed right into her. I don't know if she just couldn't see over the steering wheel or what was going on, but I just unloaded with granny bitch. So it was funnier when you were there, but.
Oh, hey, I was there because I was on the damn phone with you when this shit happened.
No, that was a different time. That was somebody.
Oh, that was a different time. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
It was me and my wife that were out last weekend.
Oh, okay.
This happened. So, but that lady pissed me off. S says, I hate when people bump into you and call you the asshole. Yeah, that happens.
Yep. I think she closed their blinds. Sean, you're at the wrong place, brother. You're at the wrong place because my blinds are open. I've been waiting for you, man. I've been waiting for you. That was classic, though, Sean. That was. Yeah,
that was pretty funny. That was pretty good.
Oh, it was, man.
Oh, man.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, I don't know where Mee's at. She's probably driving back from Washington tonight. I don't know. She kind of joined us late last time. I mean, we were on for about an hour before she jumped on. So, but Sean, I want to let you know, it is the QT and Overdrive show. It's not the Mee show. I'm just playing, man. All right. So, fair point. Okay. Hey, just don't tell her I said that, though, okay? I already know that shit's coming out. Hey, Mee, guess what T said? All right. So, Q, you know I live in an apartment. I have a parking garage and shit. And I really hate when people freaking park too close to the line. And I got two of them on this one that just happened. This other one happened about 3 weeks ago, but this other one just happened freaking yesterday. But about 3 weeks ago, I pull in. There's nobody there. So, you know, I pull in. Then I, you know, have to go out the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Freaking big-ass Suburban parks on the left of me. Freaking parks right on the white line. I got 3 inches to get into my driver's side door. All right. Not a problem. I'll go to the passenger side, climb over, right? Little pissed off. Well, the stupid ass on the other side did the same fucking thing. I had to open up my hatchback, climb through the hatchback, into the back seat, then into the front seat. Okay? So, the Suburban that did it, just yesterday, you know, I pull in. She pulls in right next to me. Damn near takes my mirror off, and then she goes, oh, did I park too close to you? I can't get out of my car.
I bet you were ready to...
I was ready to rumble, brother. Freaking pisses me off now, man. I think I'm going to go let the air out of her tires, man.
Oh, man.
Sean, thanks for sharing the live show. We appreciate it.
Definitely, for sure. Yeah. All right. So here's one that really pisses me off, right? So turning your blinker on 2 seconds before you're turning. So it'd be nice to know that you're making a right or left turn more than a few seconds before you make it. But then again, what do they care? Because, you know, if I hit you, it's my fault. So
it's playing offense and defense on the highway, sir. Offensive player knows where the hell they're going. You just got to figure this shit out, man.
That happens a lot.
Yes, it does. Happens a lot. You must be following me, man. I just decided not even to put a freaking blinker on anymore. It doesn't really matter.
Oh, it drives me crazy.
So we'll stick with traffic here.
Mm-hmm.
this one really freaking irks the shit out of me, man. You're in a right-hand lane. It's a red light. You can go right on red, and the son of a bitch doesn't do it. You know, and then you sit there and wait and wait and wait. Then it turns green. They finally go. And I'm like, really? I don't know. It just freaking pisses me off, man. I got one of those, T.
Oh, but.
All right. I got to take 12 steps, man. I got to grab another beer.
All right. So while you're doing that, I'll
close my blinds.
Yeah, that says I hate when fox hards are in a turn lane that goes straight. Yeah, that happens quite often too. That's for sure. Oh man. So here's another thing. I mean, I'll get back on the whole road rage thing in a minute, but you ever get a bag of chips and you open it and the whole bag rips open instead of just ripping the top, you know?
Son of a bitch, I do need to close my blinds because that freaking just happened when I got home from work today, man.
So you get this bag of chips. And you try to rip it open, you know, evenly and stuff, and the whole bag rips open.
Yeah. These son of a bitches went all over the floor, too, man.
Yeah. The whole bag is ruined, right? And then you got to put them in something else or eat the whole bag.
I just eat the whole bag because I've already tried the Ziploc bag thing. It doesn't work. Chips don't stay good.
Yeah. Or S says, opening cake mix and it explodes.
Yeah.
I never took S as a baker.
I haven't either. Yeah. I bet he's got an awesome apron that he wears when he bakes, man.
Well, that's good. You bake for your wife. That's awesome, man. Yeah.
That is. All right. So, Q, I mean, we both work at the same company, and, you know, we have to share emails back and forth sometimes, and you know, emails go out to the group. I really hate when son of a bitches reply all to a message that goes to 450 freaking people. Come on, man.
Yeah, and that happens a lot, too.
I'm like, what the hell is this shit, man?
Yeah, that happens way too much. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Ed says, no, fucker, it's for my wife to bake. Oh, so he's opening it for his wife.
Okay, so. Man. Sorry. Sorry. I tell you what, Sinister Breed, if you were here, I'd let you take a drink out of my sippy cup.
So this kind of goes. This kind of goes back to the whole escalator thing, but it's kind of the same thing, but different. So if you're walking, you know, on the, you know, down a sidewalk or, you know, like downtown, whatever city you are, you know, it's either walk faster or just stop taking up the entire sidewalk. You know, you got those slow people that are just like, just get out of the way, you know?
Oh, I know.
Go to the right, go to the left. Don't take the middle.
Just get the fuck out of the way.
Yeah.
I mean, walking on the sidewalk, it's just like the highway. There is a slow lane, and then there's a passing lane. Don't walk in the passing lane.
Yeah.
So. You know? Or, you know, being here in Nashville, I mean, sometimes we go down to Broadway, and these people that are sightseeing, and there's, you know, two couples, four people, whatever. And, you know, they can't walk kind of in a single file. They got to walk in a line that blocks the whole freaking sidewalk.
Yeah.
And then they're pointing at every freaking building along the way. Come on, man.
Yeah. That's why I really don't like walking places, because it just really irritates me.
It does me too.
But, you know.
Okay. Yep. All right.
Let's see. Sean says,
when you have an empty parking lot when you get to work early, and yet someone comes and parks right beside you. Hey, Sean, I can't tell a lie because at my work, there's a couple people I don't really care for. And I see them pull in, and they park further down there because I got new cars, and I go park right next to them because I'm like, hey, what's up, man? Yeah. I don't do it on purpose. I only do it to people I don't like, so I wouldn't do it to you, man. Yeah.
That's fine.
All right. All right. So now I'm starting to creep up in things that really start pissing me off. So I hate going to the grocery store and, you know, you're going to get produce or whatever, and the person that's in front of you has to fill up every piece of freaking produce there. Don't buy any. Just fill it all up and put it back in the deal. I don't want it now, okay?
Everybody's touching it, huh?
Everybody's touching it. I think I saw you in your car picking your nose, and now you're touching all the damn fruit, man. Rat bastards.
Well, people touch all kinds of shit over there. I don't know what they're doing, but I think they enjoy, like, touching fruit. SS, I hate when you're in a grocery store and they leave their cart in the fucking middle and talk.
Yeah, that happens a lot too. And it's usually the same bastards that touch my fruit.
Man, another thing I can't stand is when you're sitting there, right? And maybe you know, just say you're in a parking lot, right, and you're driving through, and there's people coming out of the store, and you let them go through, and then all of a sudden, they just slow down. It's like their speed went from 30 to 5 because you let them walk past the crossing.
Yep.
Dude, I want to floor this, and I want to fucking knock you over.
Oh, I know, man. I mean, people just, it's like...
They were rushing out of the store, and all of a sudden, you let them through, and all of a sudden, their speed just drops, like... They have all the time in the world.
Well, it's kind of like, I mean, you could put that to the highway too. It's kind of like getting on that entrance ramp.
Mm-hmm.
You're kind of going fast to get on. Then all of a sudden, you know, you get on and it's like, okay, mission accomplished, and they slow down. So they're coming out of the grocery store. They're going fast to get across the crosswalk or whatever. Then once they get there, it's like, yeah, I got this.
Yeah, once you say, hey, you can go ahead and be nice. One, they don't wave at you. And two, to just slow down like they have shit in their pants.
Yeah, why don't you go and tie your freaking shoe while you're at it, you know?
God, that irritates the shit out of me. All right, we had Diggs enter. And
Dose and Diggs. Diggs and Dose. Diggs.
Double D. Double D. Live studio. Welcome to QT and Overdrive. I am Q.
I am T.
And we are talking about things that make you go postal, things that piss you off on a daily basis.
A lot of D here.
What's up, Diggs?
I don't know how to really take that right now, Dose, but I'm just going to let that swing to the side. I'm not going to worry about it, man.
Oh, Sean, he went there. I hate when an Australian guy gets on your podcast and tells you how to run things.
That's never happened here. Maybe we should try it, man.
Oh, wow. Funny stuff.
That is, man. Oh, shit. Cute. Oh, I can't top that one, man.
Yeah. That was pretty good.
That was, man.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Oh, man. So.
Ev says, I hate when a guy offers you a drink from his sippy cup. Oh, man.
Yeah, you weren't here last week, man. It was that was kind of the brunt of all jokes last week. And they wouldn't let it go. So you know, hey.
We'll tell you. So So T, excuse me, T's go-to beer is Natty Light. So G bought some mugs from wherever. I think they were like 3.5 ounce mugs.
They were 8.5 ounce mugs, man. It's a Texas thing. You chill them in the freezer, and you know you always have a cold mug, and you just keep replenishing it. And I have my next one, and it's Q talking about my 8.5 ounce mugs. Fucking pisses me off, man.
They're 3.5 ounces, and he puts his Natty Light in it. He takes little 3.5 shots of his Natty Light.
That's why I take the 12 steps so freaking often.
So I sent him a pic. I sent him a picture of a Natty Light with a souffle cup full of beer. I said, "Is this the way you drink it?" Oh man, Dig says, when all I want is a cup of black coffee and I have to wait 30 minutes in a drive-thru because some ass in front of me orders some fruit food drink that takes 30 minutes to make. That's a good one, Dix.
That's a great one. And I think, you know, this is Pig Pile Tea Night. I bet he has Christmas lights on right now in the trailer. Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Oh, man.
I hate when Q won't let me stare at this window.
You know, as I keep my blinds closed. That's for sure.
Oh, man.
My blinds are always closed. Yeah. Good stuff, man. You guys are
hilarious.
That
is good stuff.
I guess you're up, so, D.
Yeah. So I don't know if I can top any of these other ones that just came up, but, you know, another thing that really, you know, starts to irk me is when people wear too much freaking fragrance, man. You're basically just telling me that you did not take a shower and you're covering it up by putting on cologne or a shit ton of perfume.
Yeah, I mean that smell gets pretty awful.
It does
when you walk by strong, and you still smell it 30 minutes later. Yeah,
that's right, man.
Look at D over there saying, "I hate when Q won't let me stare him in the eye."
Oh shit!
Things got a little weird.
It got real weird, man. He talks about too many D's in, and then he's like,
he's looking through your blinds, and now he wants to stare me in the eyes.
Here, Dose, I'm gonna play a song for you to Q. This is a dedication going out to Q for my man Dose.
So S says, "I hate when Q and T get beers and never offer to others."
Dude, I offered you out of my sippy cup, and you hate it when people offer you out of a sippy cup.
So wait a second. When does this become what Q and T, how Q and T piss people off?
Hey, if that's why they come back and see us, I'm okay with it, man.
Is it a door of a sippy cup?
No, it's actually, where's Waldo?
Hey, speaking of beer, S, I'm going to go get one, and I'm not going to offer you one. I'll be right back.
Uh-oh. So. It just got real, man. So he was up, so I guess I get to go again. So I'll double up here. All right. So this is probably my really worst one at the grocery store. I hate when somebody has more than the freaking 10 items and they try to go through the express lane. You know, I've had people go with full freaking carts and, you know, It's more than 10. Come on now. Tony entered the live studio. Welcome to QT and Overdrive. This is T. Q stepped away to get a beer that he's not offering to anybody except himself. Small town, who cares? What do you mean, who cares? Were you the one that jumped in front of me, small town?
All right.
Probably. Oh, yeah, you were that person that had the two damn ice chests in there, and they were all full of stuff. Yeah, I remember.
What were we talking about?
I threw out my worst grocery store one, and that was the express line when they have more than 10 freaking items and try to get the express
definitely.
Line.
Yeah, definitely.
And then small town said it was her.
Wow.
I'm behind them. I start counting out at 14.
14.
There you go, Dose. I start at 10. I go 11, 12, 13.
S says, I hate when some dumb fuck hits my heel with their cart because they're not paying attention.
That's because they're looking at their damn phone, man. They're trying to text you, man.
All right, so we got a bunch coming in. So small town says, I hate when I say bless you. Oh, goodness. I hate when I say bless you when someone sneezes and they ignore me. Dig says, when people are on their damn cell phones and checkout lines. Sean says, I hate it when old lady falls down in front of you at the bank and suddenly you're the bad guy for walking around her.
Hey, Sean, I wouldn't have thought that. At least you didn't step on her, man.
Wow.
Oh, man.
That's funny.
That is.
I mean, I believe he does that, but. Oh. Good stuff. So speaking of old ladies, so I hate it when, you know, you're driving, well, somebody's driving in the fast lane and they're driving slow and they refuse to move over. So they'll, you know, they'll be 75 miles an hour or 80 miles an hour and they're going like 50 in the fast lane and they stay there when they know they should just move over. They should just go to the next lane.
They should. They shouldn't they be should. On the highway.
Well, they should be driving, period.
Yeah, there should be two different driving licenses. You know, you get one that's all-inclusive. You can get on the highways, and then you can get one where you just can't get on the highways.
Right.
Because most of my road rage happens on the highway.
Mine happens everywhere.
Yeah, it's true. Mine does, too.
I hate people on bicycles.
I really hate the fact that people on bicycles have their own freaking bicycle lane.
Yeah, that's kind of bullshit, really.
It is. Yeah. And, I mean, what the hell is with this shit, you know? Because when I was growing up as a kid, you got on your bicycle, you rode across the highway, you did whatever, you didn't have a helmet on. And now, I mean, everybody wears a freaking helmet. I mean, there was a little kid out here with freaking training wheels, you know, had a freaking helmet on. Helmet was bigger than his damn bike.
Dude, I'm sorry. Like, it was my first time. Let it go.
What? What? Okay, never mind. I don't know.
No, but when they ride bicycles, there's like six of them. And they don't ride in front of each other. They ride side by side.
Oh, yeah. Just like people walking down the damn street, you know, down the sidewalk. Like, and then it really pisses me off when they think they're Tour de France, you know, and they wear their little get-ups, man.
Oh, yeah. 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 Saw some of those last weekend, too, as well.
Yeah. Yep. So now. Yeah. All right, so you got to do two, Q, because I did two in a row, so it's you. Let's see.
Diggs says, you're ever busy, you're nuts on the gooseneck as you're going to open the hand tomorrow. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a couple times. Younger days.
Yeah.
Me has entered the studio. Welcome back, Me. Hey, Me, I just want to let you know that you may hear some things that I was talking bad about you, but I really wasn't, okay?
Oh, wait, there's something. Wait a second.
There's something going on here, man. I got news. What? Like,
D says I hate lottery players.
Oh, you don't even know. I'm not even going to go there because that's a whole nother level.
So, yeah, no doubt. Sean says he's got news. What's the news? Please tell us the news, Sean.
Yeah, tell us the news.
There's no telling what that's going to be.
Hey, Sean, are Mies blinds open is the question.
You know, and something that really pisses me off is
driving.
Something that pisses me off really, and I shouldn't say this because I probably do this. Sean says I was going to rat T out, but I typed too slow. You ratted yourself out. So,
yeah, I did.
So, and I really shouldn't say this, but this does irritate me sometimes. When you're talking to people and they pronounce the wrong words, the words wrong. I'm sure that you can probably see my facial expression when somebody pronounces something wrong when you're talking to them, at least for me anyway. I mean, well, I'm sure I do it too.
No, you just laugh your ass off when I butcher people's names, man.
Yeah, I'm more upfront with you, but.
Yeah, that's true, man. That's true. All right. So, going back to the road, man. So, I hate pulling into a store, whether it's a convenience store, grocery store, or whatever, and, you know, somebody has a stereo system in their car that probably costs more than my car totally does, and they want everybody to know about it, and I can feel my kidneys vibrating when they pull up next to me. Do you really need to listen to it that loud?
Oh, yeah.
Man. I'm about loud music. I'm good with that. But dear God, I mean, if my spine's shaking, I mean, there's something wrong here.
All right. T, Alfie entered. Welcome back, Alfie.
Alfie, you driving tonight?
It's Friday night, baby. He's driving.
He's driving.
The truck.
Welcome back, Alfie.
Hey, S says, I hate when you trip someone and laugh and they get mad. Hey, Alfie, I think this is the longest time you've been on without getting knocked off. That's awesome.
So, yeah, we're talking about things that make you go postal or things that just piss you off. And trust me, we really haven't said too much. I mean, most of y'all are throwing them out there, too. So if you got any, just let us know because you drive every Friday night. I know you got a little road rage, man.
Yeah. Dig says, dumbass is lighting up a cigarette at the gas pump. happens more than you think.
It happens a whole hell of a lot, man.
I hate it when people on the side of the road with a flat tire and they expect you to stop. Come on.
Really? I watch the news, man. I saw some kind of horror movie. You're putting me in that freaking trunk, man. Ain't going to wear my head through three counties in Tennessee.
I figured if I pulled over, this might be the last time anybody ever saw me.
Oh, shit, man.
I've watched those shows.
I have, too. Such gentlemen. Yes, we are.
Yeah.
Hey, Me, it's honestly not our fault. We've been conditioned by society.
Right.
So, hey, Me, you said you were driving. Are you driving back from Washington tonight?
D says, I hate an endless wipe shit. Good Lord.
Hey, D, you gotta use toilet paper, brother. He was a gentleman. He offered a drink from his sippy cup.
I drink out of a big boy's cup.
Yes, you do. Q's has two handles on it.
Yeah. Two handles, the 48 ouncer.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Okay, so here we go. Sean's got it. I hate it when you shit your pants in public and throw away your undies, but your wife won't talk to you for the rest of the meal.
Oh, my God. Sean. Sean's got some issues. Diggs asked me what I'm sipping on. Right now I'm sipping on some Yuengling Flight. It's a beer that came out about a month ago, I guess, T. And
yeah,
I bought a little bit of it and kind of liked it. And
now we're hooked on it.
And now we're hooked on it. So absolutely, good stuff.
It's a PA. Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
It's
beer. Plus, that's all that matters.
Yeah, and plus it's 95 calories. Yeah, you know, gotta watch my figure.
Yeah, and you know, considering we probably drink a 12-pack or so on this show, we gotta go 95. I'm thinking about, you know, when we go for our marathon broadcast, I may have to go with the MG64 next time, man.
Ooh, I haven't had that in a long time.
I haven't had it in a while.
Well, since we're talking all about beer. Everybody ready? Drink a beer.
Drink a beer. You gotta love it, man. All right. So I'm gonna go back to the highway, man. Really pisses me off when there's somebody kind of in that middle lane, you know. They're doing 55, whatever. And then somebody goes to pass them in the fast lane. And then they decide to drive the same freaking speed of the car next to them.
Yeah.
Now we're screwing up two lanes. Which reminds me, here goes my beer because I just grabbed a two lanes because you gave me so much shit on my natural light. I decided to drink a two
lane. Oh, you went back to two lane.
Two lane. Brewed in Kentucky. Supported by Luke Bryant. There you go.
All right. Let's see. So this happens to me all the time, and this really aggravates the shit out of me. What are you laughing at?
I'm just laughing because I don't know.
Well, I mean, it's really something really. I mean, so when you plan to sleep in, but end up waking up early, and you can't go back to sleep. Like, that drives me crazy. And that happens to me all the time, like every Saturday.
Yeah. And it's really pretty bad when our Saturdays go to 4 o'clock in the morning and you still wake up at 7. But then, you know, it upsets me because you cut into my time because I try to call you at 6:30 in the evening and you're already out, man.
Yeah. That's for sure.
Yeah. These past couple Saturdays have been pretty rough, man.
Yeah, that can't happen tonight, though. That's for sure.
Yeah, I think we say that about this time every Friday night.
Well, it's still early, yeah. So that's good.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
So,
all right. So sticking to the roadways, man. It just drives me ape shit. When people ride their brakes for no apparent reason.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Oh, it's a little bend in the highway. I got to put my brakes on because I'm driving an SUV and I could tip at this speed. Get a different freaking car. I don't know what your deal is, man.
Now you got to love those brake riders.
Yeah.
There's plenty of those too.
Yeah, but at least they put their blinkers on 150 yards before they're going to turn, though. Well, that two lane went down too fast. I'm grabbing its brother right now, and we're going to have a four lane highway going on here.
Wait a second. You already drank that? All right. Alfie got involved. People driving with their fog lights on. I'm sure you see a lot of that, Alfie, since you drive a lot. So I'm sure that's a pain in the ass. Sean, I'm not even gonna repeat that, Sean. I'll let T repeat that. So, T.
Yeah.
So Alfie said people driving with their fog lights on. Obviously, I'm sure he gets a lot of that because he's a truck driver. So, but Sean has something that he wants you to read.
Ah, son of a bitch. I don't see it. Where's it at?
It's right after Alfie. You have to scroll up a little bit.
I got PA, beer, laugh out loud, ouch, man, people driving with their fog lights. I hate it when I see female drivers.
Oh, there you go.
Sean. Yeah. Oh.
Good, Alfie. I'm glad Alfie's been able to throw some lines in there. Appreciate that, Alfie. I'm glad you got some service.
Yeah. Hey, make sure you don't talk about texting and driving because that's what Alfie's doing right now. So, yeah. So he if that pisses you off, Q, yeah, don't talk about it.
He might be talking into it. There might be something.
Well, that's cool.
Oops. Alfie says, oops.
I don't think so.
Just be careful, Alfie. Be careful Please out do. There for sure.
You too, me, because you're driving in the middle of nowhere.
All right.
Oh, your sis is driving. Okay. All right. And do you have the other eight passengers in the back? Driving, I'm drinking. Laugh out loud. What are you drinking tonight, me? Nope, only two. Oh, okay.
Ooh, all right. I'm going to make. What is that? Whale's still in lockdown, so road's empty. Also, not many people on the roads, Alfie. So that's good. Still be careful, though.
Absolutely. Sinister Breed is back.
Yep.
Alfie's back again.
Back again. We need to make a song. Alfie's back again.
There it is. We'll find one, man. We will find it.
I'm gonna let you roll with this tea for about like 2 minutes. I'll be back.
Okay. All right, man. All right. So we're gonna stay roadways here. I really hate son of a bitches that know they're going to get off on that exit, but they drive past you because, you know, it's dead traffic, and then they try to weasel their way in. That just really freaking chaps my ass. Where are you, B? What state? Okay, cool. Washington still. Damn. So you spent the whole week up there then? In the orchards. Okay. Just to let everybody know, Alfie really doesn't leave as much as it says. He does hear us till next week. So you've been up there for 2 weeks. That's pretty awesome. Yeah, people do that to you on a motorcycle because they think they can. And then Sinister Breed opens a can of whoop ass on them. And then it's over. So me, what really gets your goat? What just really spins you up? okay. I smashed the mirror off of their car. Let me think. Oh, come on, me. You're not that well-mannered. I'm sure you get road rage. You live in L.A., for Christ's sakes. Everybody in L.A. has road rage. Oh, maybe you don't. I don't know. Okay. So, weaseling your way in. Okay. Here's another one that just really drives me crazy on the freaking highway. So, traffic never moves there. It's a no road rage. Old people driving in the fast lane. Yeah, that's pretty bad. So what you're saying to me is if I come to LA and I get in the fast lane, then I'm one of those old people. How about rubbernecking? There's an accident on the other side of the highway, but traffic comes to a dead stop on your side because everybody has to slow down and look to see what's going on the other side. Just freaking drive. You know, I mean, rubbernecking. Why? Why do it? So me's in and out. Alfie's back. Yeah, I am. I am too. Kind of old me. I'm old. I drink out of a sippy cup. Last week I was wearing adult diapers, I think y'all said. I don't know. Yeah, we got lots of that. Lots of rubbernecking in LA. It's everywhere. Yeah, they cause more accidents because, you know, I'm not paying attention and then I run into the son of a bitches sometimes. Sean hates deer on the highways. Yeah, that pretty much sucks. Oh, man. So, Q, we went weaseling your way onto the on or off ramps and rubbernecking on the highway.
Oh, yeah. That was going to be my next one, rubbernecking.
Yeah. That pisses me off, man.
Well,
I mean, come on.
Well, now that there's more people on the road and I think they forgot how to drive. Really. Yeah.
Yeah, I hate when those transsexuals get on the highway, man.
Freaking Sean. I'm not sure where you come up with this shit, really.
I don't know, man. But I'm glad you do. I really am. I'm glad you do.
It's no doubt funny.
Oh, I know. I'm still trying to picture him walking around the old lady in the bank after he pushed her down.
Oh, man. So, S says, I hate when some chick flashes you and you can't flash her back. I mean, you could.
You could. Why not?
I mean, nothing's stopping you, I don't guess. But, but not on the highway. So, you ever walking into a place or a store or whatever, right, and you walk in at a really good pace, and then you have to slow down to wait for the automatic door to open? It's like,
yeah.
It's yeah. Like you're going in there, and all of a sudden the door is like slow motion. It's like, come on, man.
Yeah, it's pissing me off. Yeah, it does.
All right, so we have a new listener. Welcome to QT in Overdrive. Look up at the sun. I'm Q.
I'm T. And we are talking about things that piss you off. We have S in the house. We have me in the house. And then we have...
Sean
3 in the house.
And then Alfie comes in and out. I'm not sure if Diggs is still there or not.
And Dose comes and goes, man. He's like the wind.
Yeah, so we're just sitting here talking about things that make you go postal, things that piss you off on a daily basis. So if you have something that you want to share, please let us know. So thanks for joining us. Look up at the sun. I don't think you've joined us before, so we appreciate you listening. But what else pisses you off, T?
You know, what really pisses me off is when I'm driving down the road and, you know, I'm going to go and I'm going to jump in, you know, Sean's bandwagon, and you look over, females putting on makeup and sticking something in their freaking eye, looking in the mirror, driving down the road, and they wonder why they're going 42 miles an hour when it's 75. If I stuck something in my eye, I probably couldn't do 42 miles an hour.
That's true. S says, I hate Walmart employees. Oh, man. Hey, T, we have Hobo Chillin'.
Hobo Chillin'.
Welcome to QT and Overdrive. I'm Q.
I'm T.
And,
that's me.
Everybody else will introduce themselves. So we're talking about stuff that make you go postal, things that piss you off on a daily basis. So whatever pisses you off and makes you angry, let us know.
Absolutely.
We've definitely shared a lot of things tonight already within the hour that we've been on. Some we probably didn't want to hear. but yeah, all pretty funny. So,
and some things I don't ever want to think about again.
Yeah, so, but it definitely makes you laugh at some of the things that you get pissed off about. So, definitely what we wanted to do tonight. So,
absolutely. And we just want to, you know, just so when we get on the roads tomorrow, we're refreshed. And when those people do this, we'll just wave at them and go, hey, my soul is cleansed now.
Yeah, right. Hobo Chillin', tell us where you're from.
Okay, I hate when the boys don't put the toilet seat down.
Yeah, me says, okay, I hate it when the boys don't put the toilet seat down. That doesn't bother me.
No.
Hobo Chillin's from India. Welcome from India, Hobo Chillin.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's a lot of things that... if you really think about it, that piss you off. S says, I hate it when hot women wear skimpy bikinis and you can't stop staring.
Yeah, man, that's a tough one, Sinister. I hate that too. Oh, man.
Definitely a lot of stuff that you hate. Maybe one day we'll do a show. Oh, Hobo Chillin says people spitting on the roads makes him mad.
Okay.
Especially when they do it right in front of you.
Yeah. I'd much rather them spit on the road than spit on me.
Well, if you're next to them, you might be spat on.
It might be on you. That's right. You know what kind of pisses me off, Q?
What's that?
Two and a Half Men's on. They're going through the Charlie Sheen, you know, time frame. And then all of a sudden, you know, they switch to Ashton Kutcher.
Oh, no.
That just kind of pisses me off.
Well, you know, that's why it's on mute.
Yeah, mine's on mute too, but still, it just pisses me off.
Yeah, well, for the hell of it, you know, let's do a little of this. That says, I hate it when you spit on the highway and it hits you in the face.
And Hobo says, people here chew tobacco and dirty the whole city. Yeah, we probably don't have that problem here in Tennessee. I don't think too many people chew tobacco here.
Yeah, right.
No, it happens here too, Hobo. And I really hate when they empty their spit cup out their damn window.
Yeah, definitely.
It's pretty nasty.
You know what pisses me off and that really irks my nerves?
What's that, man?
When you're sitting in a room with somebody and they're cutting their nails and they just let it fly everywhere. That really pisses me off. It's friggin' disgusting, by the way.
But it is. But you know what? I'd rather them cut their nails with a pair of clippers than use their damn teeth.
Yeah, but still, maybe you're walking, like, you know, if it's your own house and you're like in socks or barefoot and you step on one of their nasty nails, that's disgusting. It's kind of gross.
It is, man. It is.
It says, I hate people say they hate things and do the things they hate. Yeah, I'm sure that happens a lot too.
I'm sure it does. Oh man. All right. So this happened to me last year, you know, during football season. I went to one of the Titans games and there was no parking anywhere. And I hate when people drop their spouse or who they're with off to go ahead and search a parking space out. And then they freaking stand there and wait till the other person shows back up.
Yeah. Again, that happens a lot as well.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
That's why I want to ride with Sinister, because if I was riding with Sinister, he'd just mow him over.
Yeah. So, but let's see what else we got here that we hate. What the hell just happened to my computer? Okay, never mind. All right, so Alfie entered again. So welcome back, Alfie.
Hey, but you missed us when you stepped away. Alfie says that he actually, we don't lose him as much as we think we do.
Oh.
It just pops up on here. He says he hears more than what we think.
Oh, okay. Good deal. Well, that's awesome. I guess it just shows that he's comes in and out. So S says, I hate when you do a quick zip and zip your junk in your zipper.
Yeah, as long as you don't get the beans above the Franks, man. Another movie I watched too many times during this epidemic.
What's that?
Something About Mary.
Oh. I haven't seen that in a while.
Yeah, beans above the Franks.
Yeah, so you know what else I really don't like?
What's that?
Actually, it's really not something I really don't like. I'll never run out of things for this list. I mean, we could go on and on.
Yes.
So, what else you got, T?
I think it's your go, brother, but I mean, I'll pull one up here in a second. All right. You know, I really freaking hate going to the store because, you know, I'm a shopper that I'm on a mission. When I go someplace, I know what I want. I'm going to buy it and then I'm getting the hell out. But I hate walking in and they put a freaking sign on there saying temporarily out of stock. Well, no shit. I can see that it's not there. But, you know, it's just our luck that, you know, they can order it and have it shipped to me. That's why I'm going to Amazon 100% now, man. I'm done. I am done. Freaking retailers can't get the shit right, son of a bitches.
Well, speaking of food, you know, it pisses me off that everything I like to eat is bad for me. That pisses me off. Like, everything I like to eat is pretty much bad for me. So,
all right. What's the favorite thing? What's the favorite thing you like to eat?
I don't know. I have a lot of favorite things.
Sinister Breed. Have you seen my baseball?
Yeah, I saw that. Alfie said, and drink. Not only eat and drink. Well, very true, too, there as well. Probably what I should have said to begin with.
That's it.
So also, not that I use a lot of public toilets, but well, I'll wait here. S says, I hate when you heat up your crack and have no needles. Oh, wow.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Don't know too much about that, but I'll take your word for it.
Oh, man.
I haven't done this one in a while.
Go ahead and do it. Oh, wait, let's do them in tandem like we did last week. You ready?
Okay, go ahead. Ready when you are. Hang on.
All right, I ain't gonna be able to sleep for a week now. I ain't gonna be able to sleep for a week now, man.
Oh, man.
Okay, so I really hate when you kick over a bum's cart and steal all their cans to cash them in, and they call the cops on you. Yeah, that pretty much sucks, Sinister.
Are you speaking from experience?
Do you smell what the Sinister's cooking?
Right. Oh, man. Shh. He's shh. Oh, man.
All right. I really hate, you know. Oh. I guess Q jumped off there for a second.
No, you know, I'm here. Just give me a minute. Go ahead.
Okay. I really hate when people take up multiple parking spaces. They park diagonal, sideways, broadways, whatever, but they take up multiple parking spaces. And they have a piece of shit car. Oh, me has a story later. There's no time like the present, me. You can jump in anytime. Okay. No, later doesn't relate. Okay. I don't understand, but okay. I will call in. All right. Q's got to get you on the board. We'll let you tell your story. I hate when you get crabs in the ditches like a MF-er. Laugh out loud. Okay. There you go. I would probably hate that too. I haven't experienced it, but would hate it. I have no idea. Okay. Well, yeah. Saw it on TV. That's it. So, you know, the other thing about going to a store, and I'm the worst at this, you know, lines are backed up forever. Yeah, I know you are. S. Lines are backed up forever. I'm the worst at picking lines. This line will be moving faster, so I'll jump in that one. And then there's a freaking price check or whatever. I can never pick the right lane. And every time I jump lanes, the lane I just left moves quicker. Every freaking time. That's why I'm going Amazon. Shit comes to my door. I don't have to worry about anything. So that's another commercial for Amazon. We're here for you. So you can just send us money and we'll be good. So I guess Sean has left us. And
hey, sorry about that. I had to take care of something real quick.
Okay. Hey, so Mi has a story. Okay. But she'll tell us later. But she wants to call in to tell it.
Okay. It's $1.99 a minute, so I'm fine with that.
Oh, shit. Bad reception right now. Coming in and out.
Oh, S, don't even say anything.
Oh, it's coming. You know it's coming. That's like, you know, that's like pitching up a grapefruit right there.
It sounds fun.
Yes, it does. Because Sinister has no filters.
Yeah. That's all right. because you can always. Pause, motherfucker. Pause.
But that right there would be WrestleMania 4 or 41. We don't know which one, man.
Right. Oh, man. So, gee, I don't have much more. 47, SS 47. I don't have much more on it. I just thought it'd be a cool idea to let some a little bit of anger out and have some fun with that. So everybody had some really good ones, man. Those were hilarious.
They were, man. Mm-hmm. 47. Okay. I'm sorry. My bad.
So, but, why don't we cut this one off a little bit earlier than we normally do and then go on about 15 minutes and go with our second version of talk about whatever.
You mean the free for all Friday?
Free for all Friday.
All right. Yes, or sir. Satire Saturday.
Oh, well, free for all Friday going into Satire Saturday.
All right, man. So, all right, guys. So we will be back on in about 15. So you're looking at about 11:30, right, Q?
Yeah, 11:30. So I'm going to end with a quote here. So,
all right, man.
Do you want to repeat your quote, sir? So
yeah, I'll go ahead because y'all weren't on it for my quote because Q thought this quote was, spot on, and I thought it was very fitting. So, Q, I hope we are great friends until we die. Then I hope we can stay ghost friends, walk through walls, and scare the shit out of people together.
That was a perfect quote. That was perfect. So here's mine. I'm going to end with this sexy.
That's
it, sexy. Mine's not going to be so sexy. So here it is. A sports quote from MJ, Michael Jordan. Obstacles don't have to stop you. If you run into a wall, don't turn around and give up. Figure out how to climb it. Go through it and work around it. So we appreciate everybody joining us tonight for Things That Make You Go Postal. So we appreciate it. We'll be back on 15. And
we hope to see all of y'all back.
I am Q.
I am T.
And we are QT and Overdrive. And we'll leave you with this. We'll see you in 15.
Later, guys.